This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hi, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of the Zioli Show. And do us a big favor, please. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribing always helps. Tell your friends. Enjoy the podcast.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
I tell you, the left hates freedom of speech. I've long said this, and now they're admitting it, by the way. When Google was in front of the Senate, or the House, whatever it was, and they were talking, and Mark Zuckerberg was there, they were all talking about hate speech and the need for regulations. And I said to you, remember something now. The left would love to have hate speech laws because it would shut you up and me up. Now, I don't use hate speech. I'm sure you don't either. But I also don't want laws against it because I can't tell you what's hate speech and what's not. I don't know the answer to that. Nobody does, which is why we have the First Amendment, because we don't want people making those kind of rules. So what I say, which may be hateful to you, may not be hateful to somebody else. It's all in the ear of the beholder. Now, obviously, there are exceptions to this. If you're using certain words to certain people in a method of trying to verbally harass them, well, that's different, although in my opinion, it's the harassment, not the words, that are the offense. But for the most part, if you go out on the street and you say something, you're not going to jail for it. You shouldn't go to jail for it because you have freedom of speech, which protects words that we don't like. The left hates that because they would love to be able to control us. They love to control. The left, I don't care where it is in the world. You find me any country, socialist or communist country, on this planet, and then find me people who are free, and you cannot do it. You can't. They're not free in China. They're not free in Indonesia. They're not free in Cuba. They're not free in, I mean, I could go on and on. I'm not talking about socialist programs, which I despise, but, you know, unfortunately, we have some here, too. I'm talking about socialism. Wherever you go around the world, you find the people are not free. They're provided all these wonderful things. And the first thing that has to go is freedom of speech or freedom of self-defense, or maybe both at the same time. The left would love that because then all of you Trump supporters would have to shut the hell up on Twitter. And people like me would have to stop talking as well because there'd have to be fairness on the radio and they would love it. Ted Lieu, who is one of the, in my opinion, dumbest members of Congress, he's from Hawaii, or no, I'm sorry, California. I confuse him with Mazie Hirono, who's another dummy in Congress. She's from Hawaii. Ted Lieu lamented that the First Amendment, okay, prevents him from regulating speech. He's lamenting this. Now, why is he lamenting this point? He's on with CNN's Brianna Keeler. All right. And they were talking about Google and the COO, Sundar Pichai. I may not be saying that right. Cut number one.
I would love if I could have more than 5 minutes to question witnesses. Unfortunately, I don't get that opportunity. However, I would love to be able to regulate the content of speech. The First Amendment prevents me from doing so. And that's simply a function of the First Amendment. But I think over the long run, it's better that government does not regulate the content of speech. I would urge these private sector companies to regulate it better themselves. But it's really nothing that I believe government can do. And so that's been my position all along.
All right, Governor, pardon me. Congressman, I promoted you.
I'm not sure that's a promotion, but regardless. So here you go. He says, I would love to, but the First Amendment prohibits me from doing so. So I want these companies to do it themselves, or we in Congress will come after them. Because, well, I can't ban speech. I can't regulate speech. I can regulate the companies. That's the little hidden threat here. Do it yourselves. See, what these guys would like, what people like Ted Lieu would love, is for Google to ban people and censor people. And what Google would like is for Congress to pass laws that urge them to do so and enable them to do so without having to worry about that pesky First Amendment. So they're all in cahoots together. Twitter, shadow banning conservatives, banning conservatives. Google, banning certain news stories or shadow banning. Facebook, not giving people verification, hiding stories, promoting different things to the top. They're all in on it together, and they're all lefties. You remember there was one guy at Google who spoke out about the culture there, and they canned him. They are lefties. They all have the exact same train of thought. And in their hearts, they're all socialists. They're rich socialists, but they're socialists. That's usually how it works, right? And in their mind, the only way we'll achieve the leftist utopian promise is if you shut the hell up and I shut the hell up and everybody else shuts the hell up, because it's the only way you achieve the beautiful leftist utopia. That's why in every single place there's socialism, there is no freedom of speech. You don't have radio in Cuba. You don't have talk show hosts in Cuba going on about that Castro guy. I don't mean Julian Castro, the lesser Castro. I mean the brothers Castro back in the day. Did you ever hear a Bob Grant, a Cuban Bob Grant going on back then about the leader of Cuba in Cuba? No, but Bob Grant used to go off on, God rest his soul, Bob Grant used to go off on Mario Cuomo all the time. That's the lesser's late father, by the way. And that's because there's freedom of speech, but man, they hated that. Oh, did they hate that back in the day? He was one of the pioneers in talk radio, you know. But I don't remember hearing in China, I don't know any talk show hosts in China, do you? Can you name any? I mean, there's the state-backed radio, TV, kind of. North Korea is another example. Do you know anybody who goes on radio there and bashes Kim Jong-un on a regular basis? Nope. Venezuela. How about Venezuela? How many radio talk show hosts in Venezuela have been warning about the coming economic calamity of their socialist system? There's a reason why in socialist countries you have to lose freedom of the speech. Certainly freedom to protect yourself with a firearm, obviously, because the truth of the matter is that it ensures the people are not conquered by tyranny. But in those countries, they may have never had the right, which is why they're enslaved by socialism. So play out the long game here. Ted Lieu talks about, I definitely want to regulate speech. I'd love to, but that pesky First Amendment. So I need these companies to do it themselves. I would urge, quote, here's a quote. I would urge these private sector companies to regulate better themselves. But it's really nothing that I believe government can do. So the little code there is, do it or we will come down on you, because we can regulate you. He says, we will fight to end the broken campaign finance system, overturn the disastrous Citizens United decision, and restore the full power of the Voters' Rights Act and return control of our elections to the American people. You know, I was thinking about this, too. The Citizens United decision, which is about speech, it's a movie that started this whole thing. The left hates that, too. They hate the idea that you should be allowed to spend whatever money you want, advocating whatever position you want. Oh, it's unconscionable to them. Now, Ted Lieu was caught here saying what he was, what he believes in his heart. And then he quickly tried to backtrack. And then he gave the little hidden message. And he speaks for the left. I mean, this is what they believe. This is not a coincidence this guy was caught here saying this. One more time, Greg, if you would. Let's listen to him.
I would love to be able to regulate the content of speech. The First Amendment prevents me from doing so. And that's
Damn it, you First Amendment, you! Damn you! Sorry, go ahead.
And that's simply a function of the First Amendment. But I think over the long run, it's better that government does not regulate the content of speech. I would urge these private sector companies to regulate it better themselves. But it's really nothing that I believe government can do. And so that's been my position all along.
So I can't regulate speech, but Google can. And Twitter can. And Facebook can. And they should. And they shall. And all these companies share the political philosophy of Representative Ted Lieu. That's why I said to you, you know, you got to be very, very careful of ever advocating censorship or hate speech of any kind, because it opens the door to what the left wants. They want hate speech laws. They would love to prosecute people for the things they say. They'd love to have the fairness doctrine. There was a time, I remember this too, when there was somebody floating the idea of forcing Facebook to have both sides of a story. And I said, no, don't do it. They would love that. Are you kidding? They would welcome that in a heartbeat. Yes, force us. Have the government force us to do both sides, and then we'll do the same thing with television and radio and on, and then they'll dominate that way and crush conservative speech, crush libertarian speech, because it gets in the way of socialism. Your pesky little freedom, that pesky little First Amendment.
Rich Cioli, 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.